A chemical spill into the Elk River not only prevented 300,000 West Virginians from using water for several days, but it put other communities from nearby states on alert, including downstream cities like Cincinnati. The spills created an environment of anxiety and frustration for residents, but it's also brought up red flags to people like Evan Hansen, president of Downstream Strategies.
Our state leaders need to set a new tone in which it's their expectation that the DEP holds all industries, including those in the coal industry, fully and consistently accountable for meeting their permits.
Hansen says new regulations are good, but he questions how well they will be enforced with an understaffed DEP. As a state agency, the DEP faces budget cuts.
It needs more funds and needs more staff. And they need to not just have those funds and have that staff, but they need to be directed that they're to use those funds and use those new staff to perform more inspections and to enforce the permits. They need to better prioritize their inspections because no matter how many inspectors they have, they're not going to be able to be everywhere. And one way to prioritize their inspections is to make sure that those sites that store the most hazardous materials in the largest quantities in the most sensitive locations are inspected first and frequently.
Hansen says in West Virginia, chemical storage facilities usually operate under what he calls general permits from the State Department of Environmental Protection. These include stormwater permits that do not necessarily require public comment. Hansen says that needs to change.
General permits are pre-written permits that the DEP updates every 5 years for categories of sites. The permit at issue here for Freedom Industries is a general permit written for industrial sites that have stormwater discharges. To get covered under that permit, Freedom Industries does what's called get a registration. They provide some information to the DEP about what they're going to do on site to prevent discharges of pollution and contamination of groundwater. But essentially, the terms and conditions of the permit are pre-written, and they simply get a registration. General permits only undergo public notice and comment when DEP writes the general permit, not when facilities register under the general permit.
Hansen adds individual permits are site-specific with writing and considerations included that specifically consider the site itself.
There's no public notice and comment for general permits. And that's needed for these facilities so that people who live in the area and are potentially affected by spills have a chance to weigh in and provide feedback during the permitting process.
Every coal mine, every power plant, and larger wastewater treatment plants are regulated under these more stringent permits, according to Hansen, but not at a place like the Freedom site.
The actions that have occurred at Freedom Industries strongly suggest that it is totally inappropriate for them to be granted coverage under a general permit due to the large amounts of harmful chemicals stored at those facilities.
Downstream Strategies worked on a report called The Freedom Industries Spill, Lessons Learned and Needed Reforms. And Downstream is actually studying another spill. Hansen says in Morgantown, a spill occurred at a site that stores chemicals used in the hydraulic fracturing process. Some material spilled into a tributary of the Monongahela River. He says Downstream contacted the spill hotline at the Department of Environmental Protection, and Downstream's investigation is ongoing as to what happened.